Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking with Arnie Fishbaugh. Arnie is the executive director of the Montana Arts Council. Nice to speak with you once again.
Well, same here. Hi, everybody.
Well, Arnie, the Arts Council, of course, does all sorts of things, a granting organization, all things arts in Montana, cultural activities throughout the course of the year. One of the programs we're going to be talking about today, you've got a big sale coming up this week, is the Artrepreneur Program. And I've always been fascinated by this because it's something that you've taken on as an initiative for the state of Montana that not only showcases, but really helps develop kind of all the artist craft. Is that right?
Yes, it is. The Montana Artrepreneur Program is a program that's specifically designed for artists to help them develop their business and marketing skills. And it's a very different program than the typical kind of business and marketing training program that you go to that's offered by the university or by consulting services. This is really focused on artists. It's taught by artists who go through the program. We want people to know that this program is funded in partnership with Made in Montana, which is a program of the Montana Department of Commerce.
I'm talking with Arnie Fishbaugh from the Montana Arts Council. If you'd like to follow along at home, the website has some wonderful information, including a wonderful brochure of this weekend's event, the big Celebrate Montana Art event. Go to art.mt.gov. So, Arnie, as part of this process, you help artists work with marketing, other kinds of things that of course, they're doing to help develop their business. But this big event is kind of an annual show of sorts and gives you an opportunity to showcase artists from all over Montana, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The show we're doing this weekend features artists people are not going to have seen before. They're all terrific. You know, I've been to many art shows and sales throughout the years, and I thought it might be interesting to just talk a little bit about why this show is unique. The quality of the work is absolutely stunning. There are 63 artists that are going to be exhibiting. I wrote down the names of all the towns that they're from. There are 33 towns. Artists who are hidden treasures in places like Wilsall, Glendive, Ballantyne, Lincoln, Houston, Clyde Park, Miles City, Broadus, Terry, Lame Deer, Red Lodge, as well as the six largest cities and others. But it's really an opportunity to see some new, fresh work. These artists are working in all kinds of forms and genres. People who attend the show will see incredible work in fiber, ceramics, painting, photography, papermaking, woodwork, basketry, etc.
I'm noticing I actually printed off from the website a copy of the brochure. There are some fabulous works, as you mentioned, from all over the state, but I'm noticing people working in lots of different media. It's interesting to me that these maybe are folks that are treasures in their hometown, but don't seem to be a ton of names that you would think of immediately jumping to the top of the list, which I think is a great opportunity for you and your organization to showcase, right?
Right. This program called the Montana Artrepreneur Program is in its sixth year. It's been centered in rural Montana. That's where we started out, and we've focused there too, although we have trainings going on in Billings and Butte. But 400 artists have gone through the program during the past 6 years, and the program is taught in a cohort form so that groups of 6 to 10 artists assemble and they meet monthly over a 9-month period. They're coached by a trainer who has gone through our program. At the end of the course, they come out with a toolkit of 35 items that make them market ready, open for business, and for a business that's about to boom. The Arts Council did some research last year, and we found that artists who had gone through the program had a 400% increase in their net sales and about a third increase in their out-of-state sales. So the program is highly successful. When we talk about hidden treasures from communities that people who attend art shows won't normally see, that really is the case here. And the quality is just superb. Every time we've done this show, it's the second time we've done it in Helena, we've done it in other cities before, people come out of this show and they're just blown away by the quality of the work. So we're really proud of it.
talk about the selection process. I imagine that you're working within these, the year-long process with the cohorts, for example, to determine the artists. But you know, how do you get down to the 60 people that get a chance to display at this showcase?
Well, these are artists who have gone through the program before, and pretty much if they want to show, they are going to be able to show. And so we have a lot of artists. This is going to be their first show. We have other artists that are regulars at this show as well as coaches. But we give the artists an opportunity to do this show if they would like to. And in terms of artists who are involved in the various cohorts around the state, we have them in Bridger, Miles City, Lewistown, Huson, Three Forks, Butte, the Flathead area, and Billings. The cohorts are really centered on where the trainers are located and where there's interest demonstrated by artists. Artists get in touch with the coaches to say that they'd like to be involved. We don't like to have a lot of people in the cohorts. You know, 10 is about the limit, just because the level of training is better if the groups are relatively small. So if people want to be involved, they can get in touch with Sherry Jarvis at the Arts Council, and you can find out her information. She's our program director. You can find that information at art.mt.gov. She'd love to hear from people. Back in April, I received an invitation from Jane Chu, who is the chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts, to come speak in Washington, D.C. to the National Council about this program. And the National Council is the board of directors for the National Endowment for the Arts. She wanted us to speak about it in relation to research the NEA had done on artists and art sales. This was really a high honor. Not only have state arts agencies not had an opportunity to speak frequently before the NEA National Council, but for this program to get that kind of recognition really said that it's a going concern. Because of our program, the NEA also has asked us to participate this coming April in a roundtable for artists that we'll be setting up that is going to be used for research by the NEA on artists' needs. And it's part of their 50th anniversary celebration that this year they're currently celebrating.
We're talking about the Montana Artpreneur Program and the Celebrate Montana Artists Showcase and Sale. It'll be taking place this coming Friday and Saturday in Helena. And Arnie, would you give the details, show times and such, and if people want to come and check out the sale in person, how to do that?
You bet. The sale is Friday, this Friday, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Colonial Red Lion. And on Saturday, the hours are noon to 6 p.m., again, at the Colonial Red Lion. You might also want to take in the Holter Holiday Bazaar, which is running from 10 to 8 on both Friday and Saturday. So people could do both things, then scurry on home, hopefully with their car full of art.
We're talking about art in Helena. The dates, again, are Friday, November 13th and Saturday, November 14th in Helena, Colonial Red Lion for the big sale. It's the Celebrate Montana Art Artist Showcase and Sale presented by the Montana Arts Council. I've been speaking with Arnie Fishbaugh, the Executive Director of the Arts Council. For more information, go to this website, art.mt.gov. Arnie, thanks so much.
Thank you. I hope we have lots of people coming over. It's going to be a great show.